Listener Production.
Hey, I'm Tessa Randello. Police are concerned about the welfare of an 80-year-old yachtsman who was last seen in Hobart on December 1. Peter Bagenstos is from Switzerland and was sailing his 13-metre yacht to New Zealand from Tassie when his transponder stopped sending signals on December 5. The Australian Maritime Safety Authority's already done large-scale searches in the Tasman Sea and New Zealand authorities haven't seen him. He's a very experienced sailor in good health, and if anyone has information, get in touch with police. An Adelaide mum who's been named the 2023 Australian of the Year says she just wants everyone to appreciate their bodies. Taryn Brumfitt leads the body image movement and is a documentary director, writer and speaker. In Tasmania, more than a dozen people were honoured with Australia Day honours. Experts are warning about the cost of living woes as inflation continues to soar to record highs. Annual inflation's hit 7.8% for the December quarter, its highest peak since the 90s. And don't expect to get off with a warning if you're caught doing any of the Fatal Five. Police are cracking down, issuing on-the-spot fines for dangerous drivers. Paramedic Katrina Ostrensky says road accidents can happen to anyone.
It does happen to people just like you. We need you to slow down. We need you to slow down around emergency vehicles when you see their lights flashing on the side of the road. We need you to wear your seatbelts, just like police officers have already said. Please make good choices. Please avoid risky behaviour and please help us keep you safe on the road.
Novak Djokovic has paid tribute to his former rival Roger Federer after claiming a straight sets quarterfinal win at the Oz Open overnight. The 21-time Grand Slam champ telling Nine that Federer is one of the most important players to ever play the game.
I had some great battles over the years with Roger, that's for sure. Tennis misses him for sure.
Djokovic will play Tommy Paul tomorrow afternoon with a spot in Sunday's final on the line.